Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors with The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns. We come in to talk about each week the things happening in our Carolina Outdoors and beyond. We're glad that you're joining us in this weekly broadcast. We break down all four segments, and we've got a busy grouping this week to talk about. I'm Bill Barty, your host, alongside my co-host,
Christopher Lawing.
The great Hello. Christopher Lawing is instead Don Yeager on assignment. I love to say that. That means he's gone to visit his mother. Maybe he's scouting for the upcoming dove season. No baiting, just normal agricultural practices and such. But anyway, he is out and about. TJ the DJ Boggs is on the other side of the glass making it happen for us all. And on these upcoming segments of the Carolina Outdoors, a little bit of a somber approach for us. Tragedies always happen, and they're always a tragedy, but it always seems a little bit more tragic when it's something that occurs when we're on vacation or having fun. And so one of our responsibilities, self-appointed responsibilities of the Carolina Outdoor Program, is kind of to talk about these things and make things aware of what nature can do. We had Al Conklin on in a previous segment, WBTV meteorologist, talking about lightning strikes, the heat of summer, those sorts of things. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about rip currents. We've had some tragedy, lives lost in the Carolinas due to rip currents, and it's easy to talk about here on land via a podcast, a radio program, that sort of thing, but it becomes a little bit more real when you're in the ocean or heading to the coast and you get stuck in a rip current, or possibly you may see someone who is stuck in a rip current. Unfortunately, two of the lives lost in the recent week were two people trying to save or help other people stuck in a rip current. So we're going to bring on, who better to bring on than a journalist? We're going to bring on Abby Bennett from the News and Observer, who's been kind of covering the rip currents alongside the coast and some of the occurrences with the rip currents. We're going to have her on the program as well. Not to just saturate ourselves in the tragic part of it, but to help us learn from it and how to react, because we do have a lot of beach time left in the Carolinas.
That's right.
At least
That's
during right. the vacation season.
Oh, yes.
So we want to just talk it out, and we'll find out what Abby knows. She has done a lot of research for the articles written for the News and Observer, which is owned by McClatchy, which are distributed, you know, nationwide, but especially rip currents are occurring on the eastern seaboard right now, where WBT and our podcast are broadcasting early on Saturday mornings up and down the East Coast. So join in for that listen. I want to talk a little bit about, similarly, without the tragedy part, but late summer not only brings vacations to the coast and places to go enjoy, but it also means summer produce. And oftentimes, when last we spoke about summer produce, we spoke to the Bush and Vine Farms owned Sam Hall, Filbert, South Carolina-based farmer, growing produce. Now, that was in the springtime, and spring, as we know, is a whole different time of year, a whole different season produce-wise, and for us as well. So we're going to find out what's going on down on the farm for summertime, with maybe a bit of a look to the future of fall produce, because they have a CSA program, and the upcoming deadline for signing up, subscribing for that deadline, is August 1st. Now, when I say CSA, that is Community Supported Agriculture, not the other CSA of Confederate States of America, which brings us to the other topic that we're going to cover a bit of, is Stonewall Jackson and his widow, and Christopher Lawing. We're going to allow you to speak in an upcoming segment about that.
About that rich history. You know, 2 weeks ago, we talked to Adam Rue with the Charlotte Center City Partners, and he was discussing with us the events planned for Charlotte 250. This year is Charlotte's 250th birthday, and there is so much history that we have, whether it is Revolutionary War, whether it is Civil War, whether it is World War I periods, two periods, and beyond. So we'll delve into a little bit of the Civil War era history, but also some of the early 20th century history and how that all ties together through some beautiful architecture and beautiful stories.
Now, just to point this out, you have an interest, an ongoing interest, if you will, in history. That's a passion, but also in the signs through our history. And, of course, focused on the city of Charlotte and the signs in the city of Charlotte. And I dare say, I don't know if there are any signs from 250 years ago in your collection, but that has been a pursuit, in fact, to the point of... You are the director of the Charlotte Signs Project. What's that website?
CharlotteSignsProject.com, CLTSignsProject.com.
CLTSignsProject.com. You kind of run that program, which has a beautiful archive of photography, if you will, of the signs of Charlotte, whether they be in existence now or they were in existence or maybe they're in storage, maybe they're in a private collection. But at one time or another, those signs have operated and provided instruction for the citizens and visitors to Charlotte. So mm-hmm. you can go to that website and see it. But also, you published a book last year, which I spoke to some of the people at Park Road Books and, of course, over at Jesse Brown's, which were two of the retailers of, and that was one of the best sellers of 2017 locally. We're working on that New York Times thing, but at Park Road Books and Jesse Brown's, Charlotte, The Signs of the Times, was a bestseller. How did you put that book together? Was it a compilation that came from the website archive that you had put together previous?
You know, it was interesting because we'll probably go into detail a little bit later, but, you know, started in 2010. And remember, last year, 2017, was when it finished, when it was completed, or at least published. The project, of course, is never complete. But that was 7 years of photography and resulted in a book, a coffee table edition, 160 pages. And Bill, you mentioned Park Road, you mentioned Jesse Brown's, and especially, of course, that's where, you know, we hang our hats. But I have heard so many memories, so many fun recollections of people who think back on some of these places that are represented by their iconic and vintage signs in the book. And I've seen people laugh, I've seen people cry, I've seen people just tell me about a piece of their life from 5 years ago or 20 years ago or 60 years ago. So it's been a real warm, you know, feeling, great project just to kind of see another side of Charlotte, the personal side of Charlotte.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said that because really, not to be hokey or anything like that, but that website, that book is not really a website only. It's not really a book only. It's somewhat of a time machine, a memory machine, if you will. So you're not being the director of a website and a cause. You're not being just an author of a book. You are helping people welcome the memories of their past, their parents' past, our past in Charlotte anyway, and whether it makes you laugh or makes you cry, it's a part of the thread works of who we are. And that's kind of magical. That's kind of a gift.
Well, it's been fun, and I don't know if this is, well, I guess it wouldn't be Back to the Future, but, you know, time machine, that's, I like that, but it's true.
You heard it here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're selling time machines at Jesse Brown's. The other things that we have going on at Jesse Brown's is a garage sale starting August 4th. That's a Saturday, 9 a.m., a little opening early, at the Jesse Brown store at Sharon Corners in the heart of the South Park Shopping District. Go until 9 p.m. Stop by the garage sale at Jesse Brown's for store-wide discounts and a poster sale, getting rid of some of the old stuff. August 8th and 9th, Jesse Brown's will have a pop-up shop at the Sharon Towers, right down the road, Sharon Road, from the Jesse Brown's store. You're welcome to stop in 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be there purveying sun protection and comfortable clothing to be in and travel-wise. August 8th, we'll bring Macon Dunnigan talking Kilimanjaro at 6 p.m. All of those things and more we'll talk about in upcoming weeks. But first, we need to take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side and invite our guest on to the Carolina Outdoors.